Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Time now on AM 580 for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom, and thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens, of course, in our pre-opening market report at 8:49 Central Time. And July wheat in Kansas City opened at 6.74 this morning, down one. September at 6.83 was 2.75 lower. July wheat in Chicago opened at 6.22, down 2.25. September at 6.46.5, down 5.25. And December at 6.71, down 3.25. The July 2010 contract opened at 7.01, down 6.25. July corn opened at 4.24.5, down 1.5. September at 4.34, down 2.25. December at 4.47.75, down 2. March at 4.58.5, down 2. May at 4.67.25, down 3/4. The July 2010 corn opened at 4.73.25, down 1.75. And December at 4.47.5, up 1/4. In soybeans, July opened at 11.86, down 1. August at 11.46, down 1.5. September at 10.91, up 1/2. November at 10.49, down 1. January at 10.51, down 1.5. And May at 10.25, up 2. The July soybean meal contract opened at 386.50, up 30. August at 370.50, up 210. July soybean oil opened at 37.75, down 6. And August at 38.07, up 9. Over on the Merck, the live cattle for June opening at 82.40, up 2.5. And the August contract opened at 83, even down 10. Feeder cattle for August opened at 102.60, up 15, and for September at 102.70, up 17.5. June lean hogs opened at 65.50, up 22.5. July at 67.02.5, up 40, and the August contract at 68.05 on the open, up 10. Pork bellies for July opened at 73, even up 35, and for August, 73, even down 50.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Well, now we're seeing some green on the screen as the wheat in Chicago is trading anywhere from, well, 3.75 lower on that December 09 contract to 7.25 higher for July and September now. Corn is trading from, 1.75 lower on the July 2010 contract, but up to 6.25 higher now on the July 2009. Soybeans are ranging from 1.5 lower to 7.5 higher right now on that July 2009 contract. And let's bring in Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group over in Bloomington Normal. And good morning to you, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Jay in this
or
morning.
Jay, yeah.
That's okay.
All confused here.
I know. Habit's hard to break. Well, what do you see in the numbers here? We're seeing some of them turning up here, at least on the nearby contracts.
Well, I think it's ongoing concerns about this year's supply, the severe planting delays that we're experiencing here in the Eastern Corn Belt. June 1 is just around the corner here, and we still have a lot of corn yet to plant in Illinois and Indiana, let alone the beans. So we've got a lot of stuff to plant, and I think the market is just increasingly reflecting that fact that this year's overall production is off to a fairly rough start, especially here in the Eastern Corn Belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw a little impact of those few days that we got in and got some good drying in the last week, but now we're back to a kind of a wet pattern, and Ed Kieser was saying this morning that it's going to be a little while before we get a continued drying spell.
And that's, you know, nerve-wracking, especially for us here in the Eastern Corn Belt, because, I mean, you don't have to go very far driving around East Central Illinois, Southern Illinois, and on into Indiana that there's a lot of work to be done in preparation of planting once it does dry out. And so the market, especially in corn, I think is increasingly worried about that. The soybean market has had a pretty good run here on China demand, and it appears that what we're seeing in some of that demand from China is they're rolling some of these old crop purchases to the new crop. So that's kind of taken a little upside enthusiasm out of the market place here for a few moments anyway. And then, of course, the longer we delay corn planting, the odds are that we're increasing the soybean acres pretty good here in the Eastern Corn Belt. So that kind of, you know, puts a little resistance, but we haven't got the beans planted yet. So I just think the market's constantly just continuing to reflect the supply problems that we see this year.
What about the outside markets this morning? What are you keeping an eye on?
Well, the dollar, I always watch the dollar. I kind of think that leads everything. It's trying to bounce a little bit. We've kind of got a little what I would call is a dead cat bounce going on in the dollar after last week's sharp sell-off. Nothing really, so to speak. I think the market is continuing to worry about the large debt that we're having to finance in the world market with rising long-term interest rates now beginning to take hold. So that's casting somewhat of a negative element over into the stock market, because rising interest rates is going to be pretty tough to keep a stock market rally going if interest rates are going to start rising as we try to finance our government deficit spending. So, but the dollar is still, fairly weak. We'd have to have some pretty good upside moves, I think, to kind of think that we're going to put any kind of bottom in it. But it is definitely oversold and ripe for some kind of short covering bounce in here. And I think a lot of it, what we have going on here, too, is just the last 2-3 days here of the month. So the market sometimes gives you distorted readings because you have a lot of position squaring going on before the end of the month.
Anything else you want to touch on this morning, Dan?
I think that's about it, Jay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great
day.
All right. Dan Zwicker will be back this afternoon in the closing market report time slot at 2:06, along with Todd Gleason today. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Bloomington, Illinois. Well, let's take a look at how the trade is going right now. In Kansas City, July wheat at 684 1/4 is up 9 1/4. September at 694 1/2, up 8 3/4. December at 710 1/2, up 8 3/4. July in Chicago at 633 3/4, up 8. September at 659 1/4, up 7 1/2. And December at 682, up 7 3/4. July corn at 432, up 6. September at 441 3/4, up 5 1/2. December at 454 3/4, up 5. And March 2010 at 465 1/4, up 4 3/4. The July soybeans at 1193 1/4, up 6 1/4. August at 1150 3/4, up 3 1/4. September at 1092 3/4, up 2 1/4. November soybeans 1055 1/4, up 5 1/4. And January at 1056, up 3 1/2. July soybean meal at 390.40, up 420. The August contract at 370.90, up 250. July soybean oil, 37.85, up 4. August at 30.01, up 3. The June live cattle at 81.95, down 42.5. And August at 82.47.5, down 62.5. August feeder cattle, 102.22.5, down 22.5. And September at 102.20, down 32.5. June lean hogs, 65.50, up 22.5, and July at 67, up 37.5. The crude oil price now, 63.56, and that is currently up 11. Ethanol for June at 171, up marginally. And as we update the Dow Jones Industrial Average here. We see that it's up 6.5 points at 83.06.